Let's start by warming up right now. I want you to start moving at a relaxing walking pace. Your breathing should be easy. Actually, you should be able to very comfortably carry on a conversation at this warm-up pace. You'll probably feel like you could maintain this level of walking or moving for a long period of time. You're not really challenging yourself yet. You're just getting warmed up. You are in heart rate training zone 1. And if you were able to measure your heart rate right now, it would be at about 50 to 60% of your maximum heart rate. As an example, if you're 70 years old, you subtract that age from 220, and that would give you, if you're age 70, a maximum heart rate of 150 beats per minute. Right now, as you exercise in this zone 1, warming up, your heart rate would be beating at about 75 to 80 beats per minute. That's 50 to 60% of your maximum heart rate. Keep moving, continue to warm up in heart rate zone 1. In just a few seconds, we're going to move your workout into zone 2. Light exercise. You'll be expending more energy, and this is where the majority of your workout will take place. As your body talks to you in zone 2, you'll feel that you could still carry on a conversation, but with some difficulty, and your breathing will, it'll become a little more intense, and you'll definitely be burning some calories at a higher rate. You'll be at 60 to 70% of your maximum heart rate. Now, with that example of our 70-year-old, that person's heart rate would go to around 95 to 105 beats per minute. We are going to move you from this warm-up zone into zone 2 for the next 90 seconds. Continue to move along in zone 2. The majority of your workout would normally be done in this zone. In addition to burning calories at a higher rate, exercising in this zone, it will improve your body's ability to burn fat and help keep your heart healthy. Okay. It's time to kick the workout up into zone 3, the intense zone. 70 to 80% of your maximum heart rate. Our 70-year-old's heart rate will be beating at between 105 and 120 beats per minute. You'll need to move faster. You'll not be able to carry on a conversation, but you should be able to sing if you want to. And you're only going to be able to stay in this zone for a short period of time. We'll do this next interval in zone 3 for 15 seconds. This next zone, zone 3, it's the perfect zone for developing stamina, increasing aerobic fitness, burning calories and fat at an intense level. Are you ready? Let's kick your workout into the intense zone. Move faster. Okay, everybody, move it back down into zone 2 to recover for the next 60 seconds. You're still moving at a decent pace, just not as fast as zone 3. You could probably carry on a conversation now, but it might be difficult, some heavy breathing. You're still burning calories. Are you ready to go again in zone 3? This time, try to stay in this zone for 30 seconds. Bring it back down to zone 2, recover for 60 seconds, and then we'll go one more time in zone 3. When we did that little spurt in zone 3, were you able to continue for the entire 30 seconds? Well, if not, I don't want you to worry. The more you do interval training workouts, you'll continue to increase your stamina and your aerobic fitness. Now let's go one more time in zone 3, and we'll do it this time again for 30 seconds. Ready, set, go. Slow down just a bit. Back into zone 2 for the next 60 seconds. You're continuing to burn calories and fat. This is your heart conditioning zone. The majority of any interval training workout is done in this zone, exercising at 60 to 70% of your maximum heart rate. All right, bring it all the way down to zone 1. Very light exercise. You're breathing, it should be regular, but you're still moving. We're actually cooling down, getting ready to end this very brief mini workout. Everybody, we've been doing a brief version of an interval training workout, exercising in 3 different heart rate training zones. A regular interval training workout would last for about 30 to 45 minutes, warming up in zone 1 and then alternating between longer periods of time in zone 2 and then kicking it up for brief periods of time in the more intense zone 3, and then finally, at the end of the workout, cooling down in zone 1, just like we're doing right now. Your goal should be to eventually be doing this type of a workout for a minimum of 5 days a week for 30 to 45 minutes per day. I want to congratulate you though. Just doing this mini workout, you've strengthened your heart, you've burned some calories and fat, and even more good news, one of the additional benefits of interval training is that you'll continue to burn calories at a faster rate even as you continue on with your day.